WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood anti-anxiety stoic. And let's be real, haven't we all felt like that tiny voice in our head whispering doubts and fears just when we need to be at our strongest? It's enough to make you want to crawl under the covers and hide. But guess what? I'm here to tell you those anxieties are not your bosses. They don't get to run the show. Today, we're diving into some killer strategies for dealing with fear and doubt because let's face it, life throws curveballs and sometimes those doubts can feel like a whole fastball right to the chest. We'll equip you with the tools to not just survive but actually thrive in the face of uncertainty. Buckle up because this is going to be good. Now, ever felt like your stomach was doing somersaults before a big presentation? You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, whether it's starting a new business, asking someone out on a date, or even just trying something completely out of your comfort zone. Fear and doubt are sneaky little creatures. They can creep up on you in the most unexpected moments, whispering negativity and making you question everything. But here's the secret. Fear is actually a signal. It's your body telling you that something important is at stake. And while it might feel like a bad thing, fear can also be a powerful motivator. So how do we handle this? Here are five killer strategies I want you to remember. First, get specific. Instead of letting those vague anxieties swirl around in your head, pinpoint exactly what's causing them. Are you afraid of failure? Rejection? The unknown? Once you know the source, you can start tackling it head on. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You know, that inner critic who's always raining on your parade. Learn to recognize its voice and call it out. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those doubts are just unfounded assumptions holding you back. Third, visualize success. Picture yourself confidently navigating through the situation that's causing you fear. Imagine yourself overcoming obstacles and achieving your goals. This might sound cheesy, but visualization can actually rewire your brain and increase your sense of self-belief. Fourth, break it down. Big goals can feel overwhelming. Break them into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way to build momentum and keep your motivation high. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. And lastly, practice, practice, practice. The more you expose yourself to situations that trigger fear and doubt, the easier it becomes to manage them. Think of it like training for a marathon. The more you run, the stronger your legs get. Same goes for facing your fears. You'll build resilience and confidence over time. Okay, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that little voice in your head is screaming, "What if you mess up? What if everyone laughs at you?" It's easy to get caught up in those negative thoughts and freeze up. But remember what we talked about. First, pinpoint the specific fear. Public speaking. Failure. Second, challenge those thoughts. Are you really going to be that bad? Have you prepared well? Third, visualize yourself delivering a confident, engaging presentation. See yourself connecting with your audience and nailing it. Break down the presentation into smaller chunks: introduction, main points, conclusion. Celebrate each section as you go. And finally, practice. Rehearse in front of a mirror, friends, or even your pet. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. So, let's recap. Fear and doubt are normal, but they don't have to control you. Get specific about what's causing them, challenge those negative thoughts, visualize success, break things down into manageable steps, and practice, practice, practice. You got this. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite it. Embrace those anxieties, turn them into fuel for growth, and remember you're stronger than you think. Go out there and crush your day. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little dose of anti-anxiety stoicism in their lives. Until next time, keep calm, stay courageous, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.